Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I want to thank you for joining me here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. I also want to apologize for the delay. I want to thank my Heavenly Father for waking me up this morning, and I want to get started with the show because today's topic is one of those topics that really we want to emphasize. We'll talk about prayer and the power of prayer to let individuals know that prayer still works. Now, as a child, many children were told to say their prayers, especially before going to bed, and some was even told to bless their food, to pray in the morning, but such became a common practice, and for many, that was the time to tell God what they wanted, and some of us would give God a list like he was Santa Claus. Now, as one later grew up, some would say that they felt God did not hear them as they made their request known to God. One often felt disappointed and carried such beliefs into their childhood. Now, even today, I've heard individuals say that prayer does not work. Oh, but I want you to know, prayer looks different to others, and we all do it differently. Now, as believers, we are to pray. And one may question why. Which could be why parents would tell their children to pray and start them at such a young age. And part of that is because God commanded it. And God's word calls us to pray. So prayer is an essential yet vital part of the life of a believer. So I want to thank you for joining us. Let me log on my first caller, and I'm waiting on everybody else. Good morning. This is Jeanette Abney. Welcome to Precious Predicaments, Blog Talk Radio, number ending in 87.
Good morning, and how are you? Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am well.
What's wrong?
I am well. You, man, wait till we get off the air. Wait till we get off the air. I'll tell you. I'm gonna need
yes,
some prayer.
Wow,
I need
yes.
some prayer.
See?
Excuse me?
See?
No,
it's
not
you,
that.
I didn't
hear
that.
You.
I'm right here for you, baby.
You're right here. Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. The power of prayer. But you know what I'm finding is, you know, because I work as a therapist and I work with a lot of individuals from all walks of life that are dealing with a lot of different things. And just some of the things that I've just even heard prior to our conversation this morning with trying to get my day going is, I need some prayer because, Lord Jesus, because there's a lot going on in the lives of others, a lot.
Well,
and you know,
just,
and it was.
That's your.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say this to you. It's a good subject we're talking about this morning. That prayer still works.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says the affectionate, fervent prayers of the righteous man availeth much.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with prayer is almost sometime in life. It's like a man climbing the mountain. You want to see the man, you want to see the man get over the mountain. He has all the tools that he needs, but sometimes he gets feeble, he gets tired, and he always prays, Lord, give me the strength to climb this mountain. In our life, there's various mountains to climb. You've been a therapist. You've got to find this out even more. Because in the life of people, the mountains are many. Many mountains. But the problem is that nobody wants to pray about it continuously.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're crying out, where is God? Why would God allow this to happen to me? What can we do for this? Why should I continue to pray? It's not going to change anything.
Mm-hmm.
I keep seeing miracles. Miracles happen every day. I was with a friend of mine, a very young friend of mine, who needed a kidney. And they told her, we're putting you on this list, but it's going to take about 10, maybe 15 years before you get it. And 9 times out of 10, you'll be dead before you get it, but we're going to put put you on the list.
Mm-hmm.
I never forget one night she was on Facebook. She said, look at my leg. I need a kidney now. Y'all pray for me. I need a kidney now. She never stopped praying and asking God for a kidney. But yet still her body was going worse. Let me tell you how worse she got. She got to the point
mm-hmm.
she couldn't even urinate anymore.
Wow.
Okay. And what I'm saying is this, and I'm ending here. I'm saying you ought to not give up hope in your prayers because God will answer your prayers
mm-hmm.
just when you think he's not. Well, on Sunday morning, I got a phone call that she was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
She had gotten a kidney on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord blessed her with a new kidney on Friday. It took her 7 years to get a kidney. Watch this. It took
mm-hmm.
her 7 years to get a kidney, and the Lord kept her. That's some
mm-hmm.
blessings. When you continually
mm-hmm.
pray, but a lot of folk don't understand. There is power
mm-hmm.
in prayer. And prayer does work.
Mm-hmm. It
Let
do.
Me try that
it
again.
Do.
It does work.
It do. It do.
And not
it
only
do
does
matter.
It work, it changes people, Jeanette. I'm not the same person. No good back that I used to be.
Wow.
40
wow.
years ago.
Yep.
I'm better than him nowadays. Things I used to do.
Uh-huh.
Can I say this to you, Jeanette? Let me try that.
Yeah.
Things I used
uh-huh.
to do,
mm-hmm.
I don't do them things no more.
Mm-mm-mm.
Because my
mm-hmm.
life has been changed through the power of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
People I used to hang out with, I don't hang out with them no more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even look back at my past.
Uh-huh.
Even when folk remind you of it.
Correct.
I think it's good.
We got a caller on. We got a caller on, and I know it's like a block call. So let's see who this person is, and then I want to tell you something about prayer because I just got an email that I want to share. Hold on 1 second. Hi, this is Jeanette. Welcome to Precious Predicaments Block Talk Radio. Your number didn't show up. I guess it's blocked. Can you hear me? Okay, they're not seeing anything. I can hear noise in the background. Okay, let me log on the next caller. Hi, this is Jeanette. Welcome to Precious Predicaments on Blog Talk Radio. How are you doing? This Lady T?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing, Lady T? We talking about the power
Good.
Of prayer. I want to share something.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a quick testimony right quick about prayer. As you were speaking, Delano, and I was going, I just opened up an email that I just got that I saw, and it says, guest appearance on the Donna Drake TV talk show. It says, dear Jeanette, it tells me my name, their name, their award-winning Donna Drake show, spotlight show that featured like Jay Leno, Tom Selleck, Henry Winkler, and many more. I'm reaching out to see if you would entertain the idea of being a guest on our show. The actress, director, producer,
wow.
and writer Donna Drake is consistently on the lookout for influencers and those that contribute to their industry and would add depth to the value of her show. So I am definitely going to respond because this says we look forward from hearing from you. And they got their name, Senior VP of Talent Acquisition. I've never even heard of that show. But look like I got to get TV ready. How funny. Okay, so I just wanted to share that. Oh, my goodness. Okay, here we go. So, Lady T, talking about prayer and prayer field work and the power of prayer, a lot of times individuals take prayer for granted and we minimize prayer. Let's talk about that because we talk about whether you are a believer or a non-believer. You know, a lot of times individuals are starting to give up and we need prayer more now than we ever have, because people talk about they take prayer out of schools. You know, when we have corporate prayer in the churches, let's talk about that a little bit.
Oh, why they took prayer out of, well,
Not what I did prayer out of you, but the importance of prayer.
Oh, well, prayer is very important, and I definitely believe in the power of prayer because I know that I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So, some schools, they have their private prayer groups. So, they still do that. They still meet. They have them on campuses and everything. They have it on campuses. And I know at my daughter's gym school, they have someone when you walk on, they have pamphlets on how to be being a Christian and teaching the word, and they have they offer classes like that. I know at their high school they did the same thing. They had a Christian group, and a guy came and spoke, and people can join those groups. So I was like, wow, you know. So some schools still do that, and I think it's good because some kids can feel like they can fit in, you know, and they're not out there alone and feel like they can't speak about prayer, talk about what they believe, who they believe in. And what they believe in. So that is very important.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? And I the question wasn't posed in regards to why did they take prayer out, because we don't know why they took it out. But by that same token, we talk about the power of prayer and how prayer used to be in school. And like you said, they do have a little small clique. But Pastor Blackwell, I don't know if that's yours or this other caller that we don't know who this person is.
Welcome in.
You know what? It was him. I'll mute them because I don't know who it is. But when we talk about prayer and prayers to work, Pastor Blackwell, from a pastoral or from a pastor's perspective, and you're preaching and you're trying to get the congregation to pray, and, you know, because we have different types of prayer. So I want people to know that first, because we got an accessory prayer, we got corporate prayer, we got prayer for the sick and the shut-in. You know, we pray for our politicians. We pray for our children. And a lot of times, individuals, we want that. And we talked about some of the things. We want immediate gratification. We want you to fix it, Lord. Fix it now. You know, take care of this. But by that same token, why do you think, Pastor Blackwell, so many people just give up and they start doubting the power of prayer? And I'm not saying
Well, one of the main issues you got to look at, prayer is a thing of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Now remember that. The key promoting prayer is faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because most people don't understand why they're praying to a God that they ain't never seen.
Yep.
They ain't never felt, they ain't never touched, they ain't never heard from. You have to, first of all, teach them the need to pray. Let me talk from a pastoral standpoint. The need to pray. One thing is, most people don't think they need to pray until they get saved. Why am I praying? Well, that's too. Why am I praying? What am I praying for? And the case in point is, people have to be taught to pray. Jesus taught the disciples to pray. They wasn't praying. And he taught them the modern prayer. Pray. When you pray, pray in this like manner. He didn't say you got to exactly pray like this, but pray in this manner. Pray like this. Let me just say it like I need to say it. And here's the case in point. The church has to understand their need to pray. Then once they understand the need to pray, then they got to understand, why do I pray? What am I praying for? And here's the case in point. One of the other points to that, Jeanette, is the need and why. It's scary because all of us got different needs.
Correct. Okay, let me log on. We got another caller that's calling in. Let me log in this person. Good morning. This is Jeanette. Welcome to Purchase Predicaments Blog Talk Radio, number ending in 13. How are you doing?
Yes, Tony.
Okay, Tony. I'm trying to recognize people's phone numbers, but they had a bunch of 11111s running across my board. I never yet blocked your number because somebody was listening. So welcome, Tony. Thank you for joining us as we're talking about prayer still work. You know, Blackwell mentioned some things about the need to pray and why people pray, and it kind of took me back to thinking like as a kid, when your parents kind of forced you to pray, and we would just say things and babble things, and we would give God a wish list. And then, like I said, then I learned being in church, all the different types of prayer. What do you want to add to this topic as we talk about prayer still works?
Prayer still works. Well, more than the person add to it is prayer is it's basically something Jesus gave to the apostles and those who believe in the word, a connection between them and their Heavenly Father and their Creator. Gives them a sense of hope. And like using Jesus as an example, when he was about to go through the persecution he had to endure, which the Father had already told him when he sent him down there, this is what's going to happen. And Jesus didn't doubt what was going to happen, but to help him get through that, he relied on prayer, and that's a relationship he had with the Father. And that's the same thing he's trying to convey with us. We're using prayer to help us get us through this system. We're using prayer to help us overcome the things in this world. And so prayer is a very powerful thing that we need it. Now, we also spoke about faith. They go hand in hand. So sometimes you can cross that gray line with prayer and faith. But using as an example, you can just say, okay, I'm going to lay in bed today and I'm going to pray about a job. But if you ain't going to use any faith and go out and get that job, then that prayer ain't going to really do much for you. The prayer is going to help you as far as by the time you get out there and you deal with the people that you're asking a job from, the prayer is going to help you to deal with the situation that you have to go through. But it's faith that motivated you to go out and apply for the job and get the interview. So they work hand in hand. So we definitely need prayer. Prayer helps you, like I said, keeps a relationship between you and the Father. It helps you to get through this system and some of the hurdles that this world has to offer.
And, you know, and when we talk about that, and Delano had spoke on some things about the need to pray, because he indicated that some people feel that they don't need to pray. And some individuals don't know how to pray. I mean, we've had individuals that was guests on the show before, and they would say that they didn't know how to pray. They didn't even know how to start. They didn't even know how to start the conversation, how to even connect with God. And sometimes we feel, or people will feel, that some people pray better than others. And it's not a competition. So I don't want people to think that. And a lot of times when I think of prayer, it's like we wait on a testimony. We wait to see the works that have done, you know, the things that have happened in people's lives. And sometimes people have people praying for them. Because I used to tell my son, if it wasn't for your grandmother and great-grandmother praying for you, because Lord knows where you will be. So, you know, it's a lot of things when we talk about that topic. And I know yesterday Delano kept was on me as we were even trying to come up with a topic. He was like, pray on it. And so just trying to get individuals to have a concept about the power that it has and why we should continue to even praying without ceasing. Delano, you want to touch on that a little bit? Because we want something to work. How do you get it to work?
I was sitting back thinking as I was listening to Tony and going back over what I said to you earlier and kind of breathing into something. You know, prayer is a communication, really, that has evolved in that will evolve into a relationship. And one of the main problems what people don't understand is that prayer is building a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? If you don't ever talk to him, you'll never know him. And one of the one of the biggest problems we have is we don't know the Father because we don't take time to pray. And one of the biggest things that has to happen in the life of the believer is to be mindful over the fact he just wants a relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants a relationship with you. He ain't trying to do anything else. He just wants a relationship with you. He's sitting in front to die for you. He just wants a relationship with you. But in the meanwhile, guess what happens? We don't get nothing. We use him as a genie. I only call on you when I need you. We use him in that fashion. That's the kind of relationship most of us have in prayer. I only pray when I need you to pray.
Yeah.
And I only pray when I need you to intercept me from getting in trouble. And that's most of the time in the life of a believer. But I want to tell you, prayer is to be used to have a relationship like Jesus has that relationship with his Father. And if you want any kind of power in your life, let me say that again. If you want any kind of spiritual power in your life, I don't care about how much faith you got, but if you don't pray,
wow,
you ain't going to get nothing. You ain't going to get nothing.
Yep. You know, Delano, it's taking me back what they say, you have not because you ask not. And that's when
you
take it to the Lord in prayer. Now, I had the other person that's the caller on mute, but I just unmuted them. I wanted to know if they had any questions or comments that they want to make. I know they're listening, but I'm not sure if they wanted to share anything. If you do, you so freely can speak. But when we talk about prayer, Blackwell, and teaching people how to pray, you know, and I think of the night prayer. You know, when kids say, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep, if I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. And that was, and then we say the amen, but that became so ritual, meaning that, you know, God, if I don't make it through the night, you know, here's my soul, and that's like a childhood prayer. Do you think that parents are teaching their kids still how to pray?
Well, I don't know about this millennium group. God, I don't. I hope so. I'm not going to say yes, and I'm not going to say no. I just say I hope so, because one of the things I'm starting to understand, most kids don't know how to pray. Most of them don't know how to pray because nobody's teaching them how to pray. Nobody's teaching them to come to church. I learned something, and this is the truth. Most kids our age were drugged to church.
To church.
We were drugged to church. We were made to come to church. I was told you ain't gonna have nowhere to sleep unless you go to church. Let me give you an idea. Sunday school starts at 9:30. The car starts up at 9 o'clock. When that car starts, you better be in. If you ain't in this car and ready to go to church on Sunday, you're gonna have a problem. Watch this.
Yeah.
You can go party all Saturday night. You can go party all Friday night. But come Sunday morning. Let me say that again, Jeanette. Come Sunday morning, you better be ready to go to church. I don't want to hear any excuses. If you can live any way you want to live, come Sunday morning, you belong to the Lord. I went from church to church to church to church, and I ain't had no say in the business. I never forget. Praise God. I never forget my daughter, not Delaney, my oldest daughter, told me to my face, I ain't going to church today. And I remember repeating my grandmother's word, and I guess you ain't got nowhere to stay tonight.
Wow.
Because everybody in this house go to church. What do you mean I got to go to church? I said, Negro, you've been in this house, what, 14, 13 years? When I say we going to church, that's what's going to happen. You ain't staying home. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to do. Well, when you want to do what you want to do, that go to door. You're going to church.
Wow.
And
you know,
you're going to learn
God's
principles.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
As you were speaking, I was thinking about Ryder. Because Ryder, when I would take him to church with me, he would want to take the microphone. He wanted to go preach. Then he'd call me, Granny, I want to hear
that's
a hallelujah good song. I want to hear the hallelujah song,
good
Granny.
Well,
you
see,
know,
that's the good thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good thing about it, Jeanette. Because my grandson, he used to get up and sing with the deacon.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tell him, okay, pray, CJ, pray for us.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
But now watch this. It made him not fearful of crowds. It made him
mm-hmm.
be able to public speak. And it taught him prayer is important.
Correct. Correct.
And here's
correct.
The thing. Prayer is important. When I came up in his kid's life, guess what? He understood
mm-hmm.
when I pray, I got to bow my head. Now all you got to do is continuously keep feeding to him. Here's your purpose why you pray, man.
Mm-hmm.
We sit down to eat. When I bring him in and he stay with me, sit down to eat. I said, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk. Who's there? I said, you ready to eat? Yeah, he said, let's pray, Paul. I ain't got to say nothing to him. He's going to grab my hand. Let's pray. He know the rule of this house.
And, you know, and like I said, and we see it in some kids. We see it. And not only that, it's kind of like one of those things you want to just pass it on. You really want to pass
right.
it on. And not just in regards to it being so passive. Because even though a lot of times individuals see prayer as being passive in regards to some of the things that people do, but we want to just make sure that individuals just don't give up. You know, because we know, like you said, there's a lot happening in the world. And we think it's fair to say that many of us are battling with uncertainty of what it may mean to be, you know, in this world and not of this world. But that's why we really have to have a strong prayer life, just like what you was telling me before. You was like, Jeanette, you need to pray. Jeanette, you need to. And, you know, and Tony, you know, you and I just got off the phone earlier before I did the show, and I was telling Delano, I was just checking my emails, and I got some news that I want to share, and I'll call you after the air because it's so much going on. You just got to be prayed up, and that's how you also put your armor on, too, is by making sure that you are protected. Now, talking about this, and like I said, Delano and Pastor Blackwell, talking about the testimonies, and normally that's some of our evidence of the miracles that we've seen in regards to God's working in our lives, because some people don't believe these things. We talk about people being healed, or we talking about people being delivered, people being set free. And a lot of times that's because they praying, they got people praying for them. You know, all these things are happening in the mix, and you have to always let people know you're praying for them, because sometimes people say, well, baby, I'm praying for you. And they'd be like, how are you going to pray for me if you only pray for yourself? Let's talk about that a little bit, Blackwell.
I pray for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Every night I take everybody to prayer and prayer. I make it a point. I'm going to pray for everybody. I'm going to pray for every name I can remember. I'm going to pray for every face I've seen. I'm going to do my best to pray for every situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things that's not happening, we're not praying.
Mm-hmm.
I need Tony, watch this. I need Tony to pray for me. I need you to pray for me.
Yeah. That's true.
Watch this. If we're going to be believers, we need to pray for each other. That's God. My job is to pray for you, and you pray for me, and then we pray for this world. We ought to
mm-hmm.
connect every night in prayer, praying for the lost. Let me say that again. For the lost, the unchurched,
mm-hmm.
the ones who don't know who Christ is and ain't even trying to know. That's our job. Not
mm-hmm.
only do we get caught up, I'm only supposed to pray for the sick. I'm only supposed to pray for the household of God. That's a lie. The Bible tells us that we all pray for every man.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Whether he's walking up the faith or not.
And even not only that, praying for your enemies. Pray for your those that rightfully use you. You know, and
you
a lot of times we get mad at individuals or we get become disappointed. We don't want to pray for them. That's when you really need to pray for them.
Oh, baby, I'm a firm believer. I got to pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially you, because I need you to help me get to where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
You missed that. You missed
I did.
That. So sometimes your haters will help you get to the place where you need to go. They motivate you.
Mm-hmm.
And when they finish motivating, the Bible says that there'll be a footstool.
Correct.
I guess you didn't read your Bible. That's all right. Yeah,
I know that one. I know that one too. I do know that one. That is true. Like I said, I'm so busy trying to respond back to text messages. It seems like people want to just blow my phone up when I go on the air. So, tell me, when you talk about prayer and prayer still works, what have been some of your experiences with prayer? Because I know you talked a little bit about your mom before and, you know, things of that nature, but what has been your experience with prayer?
Well, you know, prayer does, like we were saying, it does quite a bit of everything. Paul is the one that said pray for everything. And truly want to pray for everything in union with the Lord. But, you know, when you're praying for certain things, let's just say I pray for the person who has stole something from me. But here's what it does for you also. It calms you, prevents you from being a thief. Prayer also, when you pray for a wicked person, it also you also having a prayer that comes back at you for proof. So you praying to God so you don't become wicked. So the very thing you're praying for, it affects you. So we're praying for this, we're praying for that, but we're also praying not to be like this or not to be like that. So it gives us a sense of solace and comfort. And when people rail against us, we pray that we don't have the same mindset. We pray that we have a peace-like attitude. We're trying to, like we just mentioned earlier, it breaks a relationship between us and God. It helps us communicate with Him, but it also, prayer makes us a better person. Because you imagine that you're praying for someone who is your enemy, and then you say, Lord, please don't let this person be this kind of way. Please, Lord, don't let them. But you also saying to yourself not to be that same kind of person in that prayer. And you're praying for God to help you sustain you in that.
You know, Delano, as Tony was speaking, it was reminding me of how my mother used to always say, I help her wear her Bible out. And when my mom passed, I still have her Bible. And, I mean, that Bible is woe out. My name was all in that Bible on scriptures and my business cards and, you know, little notes she had all in that Bible. I was like, dang, was I that bad as a kid?
Yes.
But you know what, Delano, you have to answer the question.
Well, you asked? Yes, you were that bad. Yes. Yes.
Don't believe that, Tony. Don't believe that.
Tony. Yes. Yes. Lord.
My mama said, I wore her Bible out. I refuse to claim that one. What'd you say, Delaney?
Made you a better person. Made you a better person. It's like you was talking about the kids, you know, what kids. Kids, I tell you what, all I wanted was cereal on Saturday morning and Sunday morning and some cartoons. You know, I don't want to hear nothing about going to no meetings talking about no God. So, but the little book said, put it inside them. It said, raise up a child according to this way and they won't turn aside from it. Even if they should fall or stumble, the word of God is still in them. And we was having that discussion about the young lady, and I said, how do you think your father feels about you, your heavenly father?
Right.
And she was stumped at the question. So every once that your mother put that inside of you, you still within you answers to your heavenly father and said, well, what would he like for me to do? And that's what it all that instilled into you, and it brought you up to be a better person. and what God wants you to be. And we keep working on ourselves. We work on ourselves through prayer. We pray for people to work on themselves according to God's will, not our will, but to his will. And he wants people to be the way he wants them to be, not the way we want them to be.
Correct. Thank you, Tony. I appreciate you. I ain't thinking about black will right now. That's so me under the bus.
He knows you better than I do.
Don't even worry about it, Tony. I got you, brother. I got you. I got you. I ain't paying a no attention.
He's talking about history.
Oh, God. Whatever. Okay, so getting back to what we're talking about in regards to prayer still working, because we do need to go back to the basics. We do need to go back and take it back to the Lord in prayer, because that's the only way if we want change to happen. And it may not always happen when we want it to happen. It may take a little time. But we just have to do it diligently and don't give up. You know, don't give up praying for your loved ones. Don't give up praying for your marriages, your relationships. But then you also got to know, too, Delano, and I'm stuck on this one, because sometimes we pray for things that we really don't need. Or we'll just ask God for something. We need to be a little bit more specific in regards to what we're praying for. So how does that work?
Say that again.
Because, you know, sometimes we need to be a little bit more specific. Because we be praying like, Lord, when you going to make this work? God telling you, no, this ain't going to work. You don't need to be messing with that. You know, because sometimes it's something that we want. And like Tony was saying, too, God's will be done, not our will be done. Because sometimes we talk about prayer not working, it's because we're asking for the wrong thing. It may be something that you want, but it may not be something that you need. And your parents,
okay.
God knows best.
I'm finna mess it up, Tony. Tony, you finna see where I'm finna go. You can pray all you want, but just remember, you pray, and then the Holy Spirit intercepts your prayer to interpret it to God, because He rearranged your whole prayer. Now you asking for something here. And he can get in and say, that ain't what he really needs. Let's rearrange this before I present this for the Father. Let me rearrange this. And the Bible says that the Spirit intercesses for us. So you get out here talking about you praying for all this other garbage. It don't even make it past the door. Am I right, Brother Tony? Where you got to remember that the Holy Spirit intercesses for us on our behalf. So you down there wondering why it ain't working. It ain't part of the will of God. And he been telling you no and whoa, and you still praying the same thing. He telling you you ain't ready. But it's the Holy Spirit that makes our intercession for us. We pray. But the Holy Spirit interprets it later. Lord, wait a minute. They don't need that. They don't. I don't know why this child still praying that way. We'll get it right. They gonna get it right. And that's sometimes. That's just sometimes. That's what happens in the life of the believer, where the Holy Spirit has to take over, because we won't pray for the right things under certain pressure. I know that can be true. You ain't gonna ask for the right things because your mindset ain't right. The personality ain't right. You need to be asking for forgiveness, and you talking about give me a brand new car.
Yep.
Let me stop. You missed it.
That is true. Or
you need to be talking about, Lord, I thank you for another day. You need to be saying, Lord, thank you for a new day, and thank you for watching over my family. You talking? You already on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening? Sometimes we put the cart before the horse, and we need to rearrange that, because there's some things that we just need to ask God for and quit tripping. Forgiveness needs to be acquired in the house, and we on Thanksgiving Boulevard. Ain't even thinking about forgiveness. We can go to sleep with our spouse every night and not say two words.
Wow.
Get out of here. and you think God's going to answer that prayer? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, his lips 2 miles long, your lips. His lips 2 miles long, yours is 3 miles long, and ain't nobody got nothing to say.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Now, you know, like, well, I want to go into something when we talk about, like I said, we're not even defining the different types of prayer because I've done a show like that before. But prayer has its reasons. And, you know, one key reason to pray, like I said, God commanded us to pray. And if we are to be obedient to his will, then prayer must be a part of our life in him. And like you indicated, it's the relationship between you and God. And part of it is we do need to increase our prayer life because God's word calls us to pray. And one key reason to pray is because, like I said, even though he commanded us and being obedient, but pray for those that we talked about who persecute you. That's in Matthew. And when we pray, it talks about also in Matthew what happens. And we also have to be joyful in hope and patient in affliction and faithful in prayer. And that's in Romans 12:12. And we have to pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests in Ephesians. Blackwell, can you explain what that really means? In Ephesians 6:18, when it talks about pray in the Spirit on all occasions, because I've gotten in trouble for like laughing when people were praying and, you know, being in the Spirit when people are praying. What does that mean? Can you give us a little clarification in regards to that?
Read that scripture again.
It's not the whole scripture, but it talks about what Ephesians 6:18, it says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. What do they mean by that?
Now, let me
give you a reference scripture. They'll give you a reference scripture like Philippians 4:6. It said, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. So, in addition to what you pray, be mindful of the fact of what he has already done for you. And so my prayer would be, thank you, Father, for what you did for me on that job. I know I got it because of you. Father, I'm coming to you about a different matter here. See, what I learned from prayer is this. You can't hide nothing from God, so you might as well come on out and be what you really are to him.
Mm-hmm.
And let him
thank
help
you.
Whatever it is you ask him for. Don't try to come up with no fancy prayer. Go talk to him as if you're talking to a friend, but be mindful of the fact that he is Heavenly Almighty. But you want to say let's say I got a problem. Let's say I got a sexual problem. Father, I love that. I'm having a problem with that, and I know what your word is about it. So please help me, Lord, get past this wrongdoing. And I know it's wrong in your eyes, but I tell you what, the women show work me up and get me working. And see, he knows what you are. Remember, he the one created in a course. So he knows that most people
is
something that we love as husband and wife or relationship wise. And so we're asking him to obey his law and break us from doing what is wrong. So come at him real. Don't try to come at him like you half-stepping and fake, because he already know what you are. He wants you to come out and say what you are. So ask him about everything in your life and let him work it out for you. And then go and have faith and work in harmony and be thankful for the things he has already done for you. Lord, you gave me some food. I mean, goodness, I got food. I got a roof over my head. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Could you help me on this matter here, my Heavenly Father? That's what the relationship and prayer does.
Right, and see, that's the key to it. It's a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's a relationship, and we keep forgetting that part. Prayer is just like me and you getting on the phone every day. It's just like me and you getting on the phone talking every day. It's a relationship built to where now we're building up a relationship where we can talk about any and everything.
Everything. That's true. That is true. And you know, and like
but I was going to say,
what were you going to say, Blackwell?
But what I was going to say, but at praying in the Spirit, come on, Jeanette, you've been in the Spirit. I don't. You've been in the Spirit before, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I just wanted you to let the listeners know from a pastoral perspective what that means, because a lot of times individuals, we lack pure clarification. I mean, we don't have the knowledge of what some of these things mean, which is why I bring up some of these things as doing it on the radio.
You know that spirit you used to be under, right?
You know what, Delano?
You know that spirit. You know the spirit of Jack Daniels. Hey, Tony.
You know
the spirit of Jack Daniels. And, you know, that's a spirit in that bottle. It's a spirit in that bottle, Tony. It's a spirit in that bottle. No, I'm joking. I know you never drunk.
You can put the spirit in some chicken, okay? But you ain't going to put it in no bottle.
I ain't going to do you like that. I ain't gonna do you like that, because I know every chicken in America scared you. But what I was gonna say was, the people don't understand, even when you come to God, they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So if you got to worship Him in spirit and truth, what makes you think you was not gonna pray in spirit?
Correct.
You just gonna stand up there? Come on.
Well, because a lot of
people
play with prayer. People pray. Some people have played with prayer, though, Blackwell. They really have.
Okay.
And also.
Okay, hold it. You just made me. Go ahead, Jeanette.
No, go ahead and finish what you got to say, and then we'll go on to the next one, because I got something else I want to bring up.
Oh, no, I'm going to watch this. Tony, Jeanette.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what will keep your prayer from being answered?
Well, there's a scripture that says, here's a scripture that says that He does not listen to the prayers of sinners. It's a person that is mindful, that is for a person who like me, who knows the word, and if I go out and do what is wrong and then try to pray to God on that matter, that should tell you right there. That for me, for a person who does not really know what they're doing, it's a different matter. For someone who like me, who knows and they're doing what is wrong and try to come to Him in prayer, that's not a good thing. Because I know what I'm doing is wrong.
Correct.
And so
it goes back to the
you got
to
be just on that point. But it does says, look it up in scripture. He does not listen to prayers of sinners, and He's talking about somebody who's knowingly know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now watch this.
Some people do not.
I mean, you think that. You think you mean something like this, Tony? Hey, you know what, girl? We're going to get down tonight. Check this out. Let's pray. All right. We're good. Now, let's go. We forgiven.
Blackwell.
Serious.
Okay.
But Tony's saying something, but that's how people think.
I get it.
Listen to me. I've had people in my office. And that's how they say, you know what, Pastor, but we prayed about it first. I said, you did what? And I just dropped my head. But we prayed about it first. Why would God be mad? We prayed about it. Oh, my God. And then I just sat back. I said, Lord, thank you that I just got to this church. Because if I'd have been here like 7-8 months, I might have gave up, because that let me know my preaching is in vain. And I never forgot about that. That turned me around, because how you going to sit here and tell me, oh, we prayed about it first? That's just like me pulling out a gun and going over shooting the whole family from the way I prayed before I shot them.
Wow. Well, and you know what? And it goes back into, like you said, the thought process. And a lot of times individuals were taught wrong. Now, prayer gives us power over evil. Now, can physical strength help us overcome obstacles and challenge in the spiritual realm? No, for our struggles is not against the rulers of flesh and blood, but against rulers and against authorities and against the power in dark places. Now, when we're talking about that type of prayer, sometimes we have to pray things off of us too, because when we talk about evildoers and people that are trying to do us wrong, prayer can also be used to help protect and cover you. Pastor Blackwell, can you give us a little information in regards to that?
Well, I tell people all the time, you got to be conscientious of what you just said, those three enemies. You got the world, the flesh, and Satan. You got the internal enemy, that's the flesh. You got the external enemy, that's the world, and you got the infernal enemy, which is Satan. Those three things work against you, and they always going to have an attack, because when you get over one, you got the other one standing in front of you. When mm-hmm. you get through dealing with it, you got to deal with the next one. And sometime in the life of the believer, when you win the battle with one, you got to fight with the other two. Or when you win the battle with the other two, you got to fight with the one. And it's a constant mm-hmm. onward battle. It's a constant mm-hmm. battle. And you're always going to wrestle with the rulers of darkness because Satan doesn't want to lose the war. You're constantly mm-hmm. in a battle with him. He's not going to just let you loose. He's not just going to let you walk. He's not just going to let things go down because that's not how he operates.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to constantly always be in the middle of the realm. He's not going to give up. But too many of us also, Jeanette, not only it doesn't always get to Satan and the spiritual imps, but sometimes it becomes a battle on the inside.
Correct.
What I can't let
Correct.
Go. And I've noticed something. Jesus has said more than enough in the Bible. He said, man ought to die daily to the flesh. And some of us can't die. We can't let our past go. We can't have love. We can't let the woman, the man, I was going to say something else, but I ain't going to say that. The woman, the man go. We can't let our proclivities, that's where I want to go, go. We stuck in them, and we don't want to let them go. It's been mm-hmm. too good. Things have been too great. If we cheating them at work, we ripping them off at work. Can't let it go. I got to live like that. I got to have this extra money. Anything it may be to pull us down, we won't let it. And sometimes we got to learn how to let some things go and win the battle within. Yeah. And then if we can't win the battle within, then we being influenced by the world to be like the world.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible tells us be in the world, but don't be of the world.
But not of the world. That's true. And you know what, Blackwell? Another thing I want the listeners to know is when all else fails, prayer is always available. You can pray at any time. You know, it doesn't mean you got to do it in the morning. It doesn't mean you got to do it at night. You know, you can drop down to your knees and you can just humble yourself before God 24/7. Can you let the listeners, because, I mean, we've seen individuals just break out in a prayer, but because sometimes people want to be politically correct or be appropriate. Let's give the listeners some information in regards to that, Blackwell.
Well, I've told people, whenever you feel comfortable, pray. You mm-hmm. ain't got to say a whole speech. Watch this. I've seen many people go before the judge and pray. Have you ever prayed when you go before the judge?
mm-hmm.
Have you ever said a prayer before when the guy pulled you over?
Before these people behind you. And
watch this. When red and blue lights come on and you pull over, see, you ain't a man, so you wouldn't understand. But being a black man in America, like me and Tony, we know when the red and blue lights come on, it ain't the circus. So
right.
When you pull over and you say a prayer and wait, Lord, I need you, whatever it is, calm Billy Bob down, keep mm-hmm. him under control, because I'm going to keep my hands on the door, and I'm not trying to leave here. So you do mm-hmm. all the things and you say your prayers, but I've learned, Jeanette, you can pray anywhere. You don't have to say a long prayer. Prayers, you don't have to mm-hmm. do all that. That's why you ought to have a praying hour where you can do all of that. But you can pray mm-hmm. at the stoplight. You can pray on your job. I don't know if you can pray anywhere you desire. I've learned how to pray and drive. I've learned how to pray and meditate on God while I'm driving, while I'm sitting out. When I used to catch the train from San Bernardino all the way out to Ventura County, that was my prayer time. I mean, people don't know. You can use any time to pray. There's no exclusive time unless you got it. You ought to have a praying time. I think everybody agrees with that. You ought to have a set time you pray. But you can pray anytime and pray anywhere. Because most people, Lord have mercy, but I'm going to throw it out. Most of the guys I know who I used to know, they really didn't understand how to pray until that man locked their gate behind them. See, when they lock that gate behind you, then you hear the ringing, and then you hear what mom and daddy told you. Then you understand, wait a minute, mom and daddy ain't coming to get me. See, a lot of guys didn't learn that lesson till then. That I had quite a few friends who are pastoring now. Said they got called in jail. I said, how did you get called in jail? They said, man, I wouldn't stop running and stop being mean until that man locked that gate. Then I heard everything.
That is true. That is true. You know what? And a lot of people became, that's when they turned their life around. It took that. In order for them to believe in
you. I'm telling you, most guys will tell you. I didn't hear the Lord until they locked the gate and wouldn't open it. Well, guess what? I'm glad I ain't have to wait for them to lock the gate. I heard it.
Yeah. So other thing is too, we got 1 John 5:14, which should balance it out and tell a person what they need to, what they should pray for. And it says, no matter what we act, according to His will. And the only way you're really going to know His will is by reading that Bible. And for an example, I can pray to God, say, Lord, I really want this island with this big house, and I want a Bentley, and I want a Rolls. Is that according to His will? So a person has to be mindful of the fact that they got to pray according to His will. God doesn't want us accumulating riches and material things that fall apart and consumes. He wants us to have the fruit. Ultimately, what God wants us to do is to have the fruitage of the Spirit. And that is to be kind and loving toward our fellow man, regardless if they strikes against us, they become an enemy of ours, that we develop, we have a spirit of the fruitage of the Spirit. And we don't want to be praying for these things that are not His will. And He's going to provide for us food. We'll pray for shelter. He's going to give us those things. But these extravagant things, a person want to be a big-time movie star. They want people to cheer at them in the football stadium. I want to be the best running back the world ever seen. And I want to be all this so people can look at me. That's not according to His will. So that scripture is very important, 1 John 5:14. I recommend anyone who listens to look that up. When we pray, we want to pray according to His will. And once we know by reading the Bible, if you go through that Bible, it will tell you His whole will.
And the plan for your life. And the plan for your life. Because a lot of times, like you said, we so busy talking about what we want, and we misinterpret it for His will. Now, we got a few seconds.
Can I say one second? You just made me think about something, Brother Tony. There was a pastor. I ain't going to say what city he in, but there's a pastor who taught his members that they got to live by faith. And he told them, if you really live by faith, and you really got faith the size of a mustard seed, I guarantee you, whatever you ask God, He'll do it. So, his motto was, sit down and by faith, write a check to the church.
Oh,
I'm going to say that again, but don't. Sit down and write a check to the church. God what you don't have in the bank account today, by faith, God will put it in the bank tomorrow. So, his church, by faith, did what their pastor said. So in 3 months, he had $500,000 worth of bounce check. So, he got on there.
He don't want none of my check.
He got on there. He got on there. Like, hold on. He got on the air. He got on the air. And said, I need every one of y'all to be in the financial office. Or I'm going to call your name on the radio, on the TV broadcast, who sent me a bounce check.
He did what they told him to do.
Oh, hold on. Let me finish. So one of the members stood up and said, but Pastor, we're waiting for faith to pay the bill. You told us that we write the check, faith will put the money in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
He said,
there
man, if you don't be in this office, I'm going to call your name on TV. So I'm saying to say this, and I only wanted to tell this joke for a reason, was because some of us don't know faith without works is dead, and you can have faith and pray all you want. But if you don't let God move to put it where it's supposed to be, you're going to make yourself a fool.
That's right.
You know, that's one, that was one of the pastors in the city who tell his members, name it, claim it, frame it. He had $550 worth of bounce checks. And you the reason why the check bounced. Watch what I said. And you the reason why. And you mad at them. They only did what you told them to do.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna call no name, but y'all know who I'm talking about.
All right.
And
well,
if you don't, ask me off there.
We ran out of time here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. Don't know what the topic is gonna be for next week. I guess we will figure that out later after I consult with you two. So I want to thank you for listening, and until next week, remember, you got this. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Delano. We left, Tony, Lady T left us a while ago. She said she had to go eat. So, again, I want to thank you for joining us. Until next week, goodbye.